Welcome to the Daily Ding. I'm your host, Andrew Schlecht. With me today is my good friend, Alex Spears. Alex, what's up?
What's up, Andrew?
Alex, we're going to talk contenders or pretenders from each conference. We're going to give 6 minutes for each conference. We start in the Eastern Conference. Let's start with the Brooklyn Nets. Contenders or pretenders, Al?
I think they got to be a contender, Andrew. I think that's a pretty easy one.
You think so?
Go ahead and move on to the next one.
I mean, for real, move on to the next one because they have three of the best players in the NBA. I mean, they have three of the top, what, like 12? Even if you're like a hater, you have three of the top 12, right?
Well, and they've seemingly improved their depth over the offseason.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
They're a very good team. So let's keep them at the tip top tier of contenders. Let's move on to maybe a more interesting team and the NBA champion, the Milwaukee Bucks. What do you think? Contender or pretender?
Disagree. Move on. They're a contender.
Okay. They're a contender. Yeah. Very good team. Okay. Maybe even a more interesting team. The Philadelphia 76ers.
Okay.
What do you think about the Sixers?
Now it's interesting because now we're talking about a team that was the number one seed last season.
Yep.
Did not end their playoff run in spectacular fashion, I would say.
Losing to the fifth seed. Yeah, that's not great.
Right. Yeah, in game seven. You know, if you knew what they were going to get back for Ben Simmons, even if it was something like the CJ McCollum deal, that's never going to happen, but we'll continue to bring up all the time, sure, forever and ever.
Sure.
I'd be willing to say, you know what? That team still has a great core. CJ probably fits better. Yeah, well, sure. I would include them with the contenders. But until we know, and until these reports stop that are like, no one wants to offer anything for Ben Simmons. They'll maybe get Beasley and a few picks from the Timberwolves. Like, until those reports stop, I cannot put them in the contender. In the contender arena.
Yeah. I agree that they're pretender until this is settled, because it can't just be Buddy Hield and Embiid contender, right?
True. But if they got like Buddy Hield plus something, you might be able to talk me into it.
I mean, you could talk me into Buddy Hield and Tyrese Haliburton.
And
honestly, I think that's a trade that the Kings should consider. Like, that kind of deal or a De'Aaron Fox, to me, that's the kind of deal that the Kings should absolutely consider for Ben Simmons. Because Ben Simmons made All-NBA. Like, don't you think they should be considering those type of deals?
Andrew, have you not read the reports? No one wants to give anything. Anything.
It's true. It's just wild. They find themselves in such a weird predicament with one of like the best trading GMs in Daryl Morey. So I'm very interested. So they're almost like pretender on pause, right?
Yes. Yes. We'll come back to them when we find out what happens with them.
Okay. So let's go on to the next team, Miami Heat, contender or pretender.
So I think this is where it starts getting interesting. Because like we said, you can't really talk about the Sixers yet. Miami, I think that this is a real test. Because I think it might, if you're asking someone true contender, like, do you, if this team made the finals, would it shock you? I bet right now for the Heat, if you asked a bunch of fans, it'd be like 70-30. 70 saying it wouldn't shock them, 30 saying it would still shock them, only because the teams at the top, the Nets and the Bucks, are seemingly so good, and the Bucks just destroyed the Heat in that first round series.
Sure.
I'll go contender, but I am on the fence, Andrew.
Yeah. I mean, like, their potential starting lineup, Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, Butler, Tucker, Adebayo. Like, that's pretty good. And then
it sounds great.
Hero, Deadman, and like the real, like the very real swing piece is Victor Oladipo, who will be on this team.
To the point where I haven't even thought about him in months.
Dude, I know. And if Oladipo is the Instagram version of Victor Oladipo, who's been putting out some stuff, if he can be that, then I think this is a contender, absolutely. If not, then they're kind of fringy, right? But Victor Oladipo was an all-star not that long ago. And if he can get back, then perhaps we have like a real contender on our hands.
Ugh, I just hate betting on guys like that because I've done it so many times as an NBA fan. Like, if he can just come back and give 80% of what he was. We always do this, and it so rarely works out. I don't know. You were mentioning their starting lineup. Yeah, it sounds great. On the other hand, like, I thought their starting lineup last year sounded great because of what they did in the bubble, and they just burned me time and time again. I remember on Slam and Jam when we had the Miami Heat, I was all in, and that was towards the end of the season. I was into Heat culture. Udonis Haslam had his what we thought was his last game. Turns out it's not his last game. He got in a fight. I was so into all of it. And then they got swept in the first round. And as much as I like Kyle Lowry, like the age thing, the missed games over the last couple of years, like I do have concerns there. And so I'm willing to put them in the contender circle, but I'm very hesitant.
Yeah.
One news story could change me, Andrew.
Yeah, they're on the fringe of contender. And then we go into like the Knicks, the Hawks, the Celtics, Wizards, Pacers, Charlotte. Any of those hit you with contender?
Those are all pretenders in the sense that if the Knicks made the finals next year, they could be better than last year. But if they made the finals, I would be shocked. That means that they got through like the Bucks, Sixers, Heat, all these teams, and the Nets. That would shock me. Same with the Celtics. Like, no way. I guess of those next group, I probably do feel the best about the Knicks for some stupid reason. Because now I'm looking at the Hawks. Like, the Hawks made the, you know, the conference finals last year.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm doing feels the same like thing with the Knicks. What?
Yeah, feels like a stupid reason.
It does. It does, doesn't it? It's probably because we just had on a Knicks writer. And so we've got Knicks on the brain.
Yeah, I would pick probably the Hawks or Celtics next, but still pretenders. All right, let's go to the Western Conference.
Discovered the latest collections from David Yurman, as seen recently, styled on basketball stars like Jaime Jaquez, Jalen Green, D'Angelo Russell, and others. David Yurman is a celebrated American jewelry company inspired by the beauty of art, architecture, and the natural world. The story of David Yurman begins in New York City with David, a sculptor, and his wife Sybil, a painter and ceramicist. When the artists began collaborating, their goal was to simply make beautiful designed objects to wear. Over 40 years later, the Yurmans and their son, Evan, continue to redefine American luxury jewelry with timeless, modern collections for women and men defined by inspiration, innovation, consummate craftsmanship, and Cable, the brand's artistic signature. David Yurman's collections are available on davidyurman.com.
So, I think you have to start with the Lakers, right? They have LeBron James. They acquired Russell Westbrook. They have Anthony Davis. Contenders or pretenders? Do we need to bypass them? What do we need to do?
Same as the Nets. Keep it moving.
Okay.
We all get
it. What about the Suns?
So this is a fun conversation because back in March, I think, we were having this exact conversation. And I specifically said that the Suns were pretenders. I don't care how good the regular season record was.
Wow.
No. I'm saying this is what I said back in March, Andrew. And and then they convinced me, you know, they made it all the way to the finals. It's very impressive. And so I look at them in comparison to a team like the Jazz, who in years past, they would have been just like automatic contender for me because I just know they're going to be a really good regular season team. They're going to be probably a high seed. But now I've like flip-flopped on those two teams, where at least with the Suns, like I've seen it now. Whereas the Jazz, like I have yet to see it. They have yet to make a conference finals.
Yep.
With this current squad. And so I'm more willing to say that the Suns deserve to be in the contender circle than I am with the Utah Jazz.
Okay. So Lakers, Suns. Is there anybody else you'd like to put in contender status?
So there are a lot of teams. There's a couple teams where like if something happens, then yes, which is Denver Nuggets. If Jamal Murray is back 100%. By the end of the season.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. They're a contender. I was so into them after that Aaron Gordon trade. And frankly, even after Jamal Murray got hurt, they still played really well. Obviously, sure, won a round in the playoffs. But I would definitely put them in if I knew Jamal Murray was coming back. Although, he might not matter anymore. Andrew Bones Highland, who we talked about on the last show.
Big Bones guy, yeah.
The other team would obviously be the Clippers. Because if Kawhi comes back by the end of the season, I mean, the more I read about this Clippers team, it really feels like they're going to be in the mix, like in terms of like securing a playoff spot, like being a top six team. Would not shock me at this point. And so they would definitely be a team that I would consider as contender. The one where I might be willing to do it now, but I'm still very cautious, would be the Golden State Warriors. Yes. I feel like there is a move to be made with the Warriors, and it does feel like you're betting on a lot of things going right. But it's hard to deny that team and their history.
I would almost put the Warriors above the Clippers just because of the Kawhi stuff. Because I think Kawhi will sit the season out and try again for next season. So I'm almost willing to completely remove them from the conversation and just talk Lakers, Nuggets, Warriors. To me, that might be it. Because like the Utah Jazz, I think they're a really solid team. I'm not completely willing to put to bed the Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert stuff. Like, I'm just not willing to put that to bed yet. And so with that, I think they're still a half and half, like contender, pretender, maybe like 40% contender, 60% contender. Like, I think that there's a lot there with the Jazz. But to me, I just would still be pretty surprised if they made the finals.
They're one of those teams where you know they're going to be good in the regular season. Like they could easily be the number one seed again.
Yeah.
And when that happens, the conversation will be like, how can you not think the Jazz are contenders? Like, they're the number one seed. But fool me once, Andrew. Fool me once. They got to show it to me at this point. I am not willing to buy in on the Jazz in the playoffs until I see it. Which is the way I felt about the Suns, to be perfectly honest, and they did prove it.
Sure. Yeah. They could prove it. And then, I mean, I feel like that's a line that needs to be drawn. Are there any other contenders there? Dallas, Blazers, Grizzlies, Spurs? Obviously not, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I have been reading way too many Larry Nance Jr. articles lately, so I'm on a bit of a Nance high right now. You know, you might be able to talk me into the Blazers. Dame just had an Instagram post where he said, like, you know, Rip City is my city.
Sure.
But no, I would still not consider them a contender. Which seems problematic in the grand scheme of things, but
it does, and we will touch on that probably later in many different ways. But we'll stop there. Thanks so much for listening to The Daily Ding. Make sure you check out all of our podcasts on the Athletic Podcast Network, and we will talk to you guys again next week.